Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1152. Exercise Strategies for Rapid Fat Loss, Part 2, by Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1151. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Exercise Strategies for Rapid Fat Loss, Part 2, by Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. How to exercise to lose fat. Remember the first and most prominent way you burn calories? Your basal metabolic rate is the biggest weapon on your fat loss war. The only thing you can do to maintain or increase your basal metabolic rate is to either hold on to or build fat-free mass, meaning muscle. If your main goal is to lose fat, it may be hard or even impossible for you to build muscle. Whether you can build muscle while burning fat depends on where you are now. The main point is, if you are new to muscle building, or you are coming back from a long break, you may build some muscle while burning fat. However, if you already have a considerable amount of muscle or minimal amount of fat to lose, don't expect much muscle gain. If you are in a position to build muscle fast, you can focus on hypertrophy training to increase your muscle size. If you already have less muscle mass but more body fat, focus on maintaining or improving your strength. So after you lose the fat, you can pick up where you left off and build more muscle. Hypertrophy-focused exercise. The main driver of muscle hypertrophy is training volume. Muscle hypertrophy is making your muscles larger. The definition of volume is the number of hard sets performed. A hard set is one where you almost reach muscle failure. The higher the number of hard sets you complete for each muscle group, the more your muscles will grow, or hypertrophy. If you are new to weight training, the best place to start is to learn the big compound lifts. These lifts give you the best bang for your buck and should be the core of every weightlifting session. These lifts are the squat, deadlift, bench press, overhead press, and barbell row. I call this the big five, and they hit every major muscle group in your body. Focus on learning the correct form for these lifts and get as strong as possible using these lifts. You only need to train 3 days a week, and each session should incorporate full body training. Once you start feeling comfortable with these lifts and get heavy with them, you can begin adding additional lifts and volume to your training. Once 3 days a week is not enough to accommodate the amount of volume you would like, add more days. However, when you design your workout, try to hit each major muscle group at least twice a week. In terms of hypertrophy, or again, making your muscles bigger, rep ranges are not as important as volume. But for strength, lower rep ranges with heavier weights work the best. You don't have to stick to the one rep range the whole time. You can try different rep ranges on different days, or you can even do different rep ranges with each set. I stick to the 4 to 6 rep range on the big 5 lifts and do 8 to 12 reps on additional exercises I add for each muscle group. For example, you can do heavy squats in the 4 to 6 rep range and do 8 to 12 reps when performing leg extensions. Remember, your rest period in between sets will dictate how many reps you'll be able to perform during the next set, meaning the shorter the rest, the fewer the reps you'll be able to perform. So, rest for 3 minutes for the heavy sets and 1 to 2 minutes on your lighter sets. Strength-focused training for fat loss. If you already have a significant amount of muscle mass or minimal amount of fat to lose, you shouldn't expect muscle gain during your fat loss. In that case, focusing on hypertrophy training with a lot of volume won't be beneficial to you beyond the number of calories you burn during your workouts. As I mentioned earlier, those calories will most likely be compensated for anyway. It doesn't mean you shouldn't lift weights, though. You still need to maintain your muscle mass and strength. To keep your muscle mass and strength, you don't need much volume. You can get away with only 2 workouts per week. When you are in a severe calorie deficit, it is hard to recover from heavy lifting sessions. That's why you need to give your body plenty of time to recover so that you can keep your strength up for your next training. While focusing on the big 5 lifts, you should work out in the low rep range with heavy lifts. To keep your training short, 2 to 3 sets per workout will suffice. For someone who is used to lifting weights and building muscle, you will feel like you are not working out enough. But remember, your focus is to lose fat. As long as you can maintain your strength, you will be fine. The fat will melt off of you and reveal your muscular physique. Cardio for fat loss. On the days you are not lifting weights, you still need to burn calories to lose fat. Cardio will serve this purpose. Cardio training is not necessary to lose fat. If you are very active during the day and take around 10,000 steps a day, you don't need any cardio. However, if you are sedentary during the day, like you drive your car to work, have an office job, and don't have the opportunity to be active, adding cardio to your day will help you burn more calories. If you have plenty of time, low-intensity cardio is the best option for you. What low-intensity means depends on your fitness level. For some people, it means walking. Whereas for others, low intensity means jogging. If you have the time, brisk walking for an hour every day is an excellent option. If you're in good shape, you can pick up the pace and jog instead. If time is an issue, you can do high intensity interval training instead. This type of training will take less than half an hour and still allow you to burn plenty of calories. For high intensity interval training, after a few minutes of warm-up, alternate 30 seconds of all-out effort with 1 minute and 30 seconds of recovery. Repeat this for 8 to 12 times, and you're done. You can get creative with high-intensity interval training. For example, you can alternate between all-out sprints and walking, or some type of bodyweight circuit training. If you're like me, you will find cardio boring, so you can play instead. You can play pickup soccer or basketball, or you can play with your kids or your dogs. By keeping activity interesting, you can have fun while burning calories. Just remember, the whole point is to burn calories, so get creative and find your favorite way to burn those calories. In this post, I explain the principles of exercise for burning fat. The most important thing is to stay consistent with both your nutrition and your exercise. Even the best workout program won't work for you if it doesn't fit your goals and lifestyle. Using these principles, find whatever is going to work best for you and stick to it. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Exercise Strategies for Rapid Fat Loss by Sirdar Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Sirdar said, consistency is absolutely key. Remember yesterday, I mentioned that there's a way for you to control how much fat you burn all the time, even when you're at rest? Well, Sirdar actually mentioned it today, having more muscles and incorporating cardio. I'll explain. More muscles means you have more active tissues in your body. Active tissues burn more calories than, let's say, fat. So by having more muscle mass, your body will burn more calories all the time, when you're asleep, when you're sitting down and watching TV, when you're eating. No matter what, more muscle equals more calories burned. And the more you participate in activities that increase your cardiorespiratory fitness, like going for brisk walks, jogs, runs, bicycle rides, rows, or whatever you prefer, you're training your body to give up its fat stores. Put another way, you're actually changing your metabolism. By regularly stimulating your muscles with resistance training and regular cardio, you can increase your body's willingness to burn fat all the time. And again, yes, all the time means when you're at rest, when you're sleeping, when you're watching TV, all the time. You could potentially change thousands of years of your ancestors' genetics. That sounds pretty exciting to me. All right, thanks so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.